right, guys, welcome to the Late Night Social. I am Paul. I'm joined by my friends Derek.
Hello.
William.
What's up?
Spencer.
Hey.
And Jacob.
Yo.
Tonight we have a top five for you guys, and it's going to be top five superpowers.
Wait, is that for real?
What did you think it was?
I thought it was songs we were walking out.
Oh, you're joking, right?
I'm not
at all.
We voted on it.
I didn't. Are we really doing superpowers? Let me see.
Yes.
You got superpowers?
Yeah.
No.
I'll show you mine.
All right, I guess we need to give Spencer about 5 or 10 more minutes. All right, guys. Now that Spencer has his correct top five, I'm going to throw it to William.
All right, let's go. He lied. He said he wasn't going to do that. But I'm ready.
Are you?
Yes. Please stop talking. This is my top five. Number five is telekinesis. And if you don't know what that is.
Don't go so fast.
My number five is telekinesis. And if you don't know what that is, it's when you can control things with your mind. Kind of like Star Wars.
Mm.
You've seen Star Wars, Spence?
So the Force?
Nope. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, so I could use a Force on stuff.
Star Wars is trash.
Well, you've never seen it, so you wouldn't know.
So do you want your power to be the Force or telekinesis?
That's what telekinesis is. But I would use it to clean my house. Passively.
You would use it to dust your house?
I think some would argue that telekinesis and the Force are a little different.
No, you're using your mind to control things.
If we want to get extra nerdy,
we're not going to nerd out, okay?
This is just for fun. Why did you invite me to do this then? I'm going to nerd out. I'm going to tell you.
Different. That's stupid.
Yes. You can nerd out when it's your turn. Don't hijack his top five.
No, that's not fun.
It's double standard for real. Number four, getting perfect sleep every time.
Will's already hangry.
Getting perfect sleep every time. No matter how long I sleep, take a nap, whatever, it's perfect, and I'm never tired.
How do you define perfect sleep?
You ever, like, wake up tired than you were before you went to sleep?
Yeah.
You would never do that.
I like that.
That's a good one, Will.
Do you think that's what Post Malone does? That's why he has tattoos that say never tired?
Yeah.
Always tired.
It's always tired. But you'd get never tired.
That's probably the drugs and alcohol.
No. Post Malone?
No, he doesn't do drugs.
Hey, you know what? He quit the drugs and he quit most of the alcohol.
he only smokes 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
Well, that's it?
As opposed to the 10 before.
I can't say anything. I'm on
apparently,
a
though, he day. Apparently did. He did quit the hard liquor, though. A beer, I mean, he's sponsored. I don't know how he can quit that. But
and he's a country musician.
He doesn't act like he drinks it. He
have definitely
to do it.
Drinks PBR.
Bud Light, baby.
Bud Light
sponsored.
Guy. Bud Light guy. Number three, time travel. If I could time travel, I would have zero financial worries because obviously I would pull a Back to the Future or whatever or anything like that.
You kind of just stole one of mine.
It's too much pressure, though, dude.
You said it to me first. How's it too much pressure?
It's just like, I mean, what do you do? You got to do, you go back and do what?
You go back in time and you hammer sports bets.
Yes.
I mean, that's cool, but like,
you hammer Clemson to the Elite Eight
to do the right thing.
You can time travel. So you've already cheated. So.
Oh wait, I'm under the assumption I don't have to be a good guy in this superhero movie. I can use my powers for evil.
You can. Okay, you can.
I got you. I'm like an anti-hero. You know.
Yeah.
But like, if you knew.
But then do you come back? You always come back to the same point.
You
in time.
Always come right. back.
Always. You don't want to mess up the space-time continuum or anything.
Right.
What if you saw yourself as a younger man, or like in Back to the Future, or you saw like you fell in love with your mom if you ever found her.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again, please?
I'm like, hypothetically.
Isn't that what happened in Back to the Future? Didn't he have a
it
crush on his
for
mom?
Will.
No.
Will does it?
His mom it, had it, a crush on him.
Yes. Okay.
Still weird though, right?
Wait.
Must have been Taco Bell.
Pause. If all people who knew that, Jacob, who doesn't know hardly any of the older songs or the movies.
I love Back to the Future.
Jeez.
The second one?
Season
one?
Two is what
dude,
it took
all
everybody.
All three of them. The Wild West, the 80s.
You sat down for a movie?
Dude, all three of them. I love those movies.
Those are classics.
That's the reason why I have the red Nike Blazers. It's because they're not the exact shoes from that movie,
but
they give
close.
Me that vibe.
Yeah.
Dude, my favorite pair of shoes is from a movie, too.
Mighty Ducks.
No. PF Flyers.
George of the Jungle.
What?
He's barefoot, bro.
No, the up-tempo's at the end when he runs. Yeah. When he runs to LA, when he runs to LA from Africa.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'd like to have this.
I'll let you talk about that at some point. Not today, but
that's a great movie. It's highly rated.
From Africa to LA, just
nothing in that movie makes sense. So it just
that is such a good movie.
Continents used to be together.
Oh yeah.
Also,
yeah, okay.
What happened to that?
Yeah, the 90s.
He was. Brendan Fraser. Like he was George of the Jungle, and that was it.
Brendan Fraser.
No, he's been in a
lot. Dude, he's been
grindy.
Okay,
he got fat.
Well, now he's back completely. Jacob, not know anything. I am so glad you just said that because nobody else seems to know that movie.
Is that Encino?
What movie?
Encino Man.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. That's a great movie.
I haven't seen it, but I knew of it. Yeah. So we just need to have... Oh, have you guys heard about, like... No, you think it's stupid. Never mind.
Say it. We're here. Do it.
Like adult men sleepovers.
You
watch
that's,
movies
that's
and eat pizza.
That's got to be a single thing right there, Will.
No, I've seen it on the socials. It's like you just eat pizza and you watch, like, your movies that you really liked as a kid.
Dude, our wives would kill us if we were like, we're going to Will's for a sleepover. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have a wife, this is like, okay, cool. It's like,
yeah.
It's just platonic. But my number two is eat as much as I want.
Mm.
You know, not
you
that,
can do that now.
I know I feel sick if I do, but like obviously my figure is really great. That's not an issue. Like having a great figure because I'm
is not, bloated a good figure.
I'm built like. That's the problem. Sometimes I get bloated if I eat too much. But because like,
of the lactosey thing?
Again, if I can just say these things out loud myself, it would be cool. But
I asked you a question.
Yeah, right.
He knows you too well.
Welcome
Will.
To being on a podcast.
Y'all spend so much time together. He's in your head.
It's true. We finish each other's
sandwiches.
I was waiting for somebody
to
say.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Jinx. Jinx again.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, physically, I'm just incredibly, like, aesthetic. But just, like a feeling, like, you know how you feel when you eat too much? I don't want that anymore. I don't like that. Number one would be teleportation. Just, like Jumper. You seen that movie?
If you could go anywhere, if you could go anywhere right now, in this moment, where would you go?
Sicily.
Cook out. Oh.
Where?
Sicily. Yeah, that was on the spur of the moment, like, on top of my head. Like, you said, oh, Sicily, cool. But, like, there's a lot of other places I'd like to teleport to as well.
That's a cool spot, though.
Yeah, the food I've heard is really good. You know?
Great fettuccine Alfredo.
You could probably use several of your powers in Sicily. You could teleport there. You could use your telekinesis to bring the pizza to your mouth. Mm. You could eat the pizza and not feel full. And then you could get super good sleep there.
Go ahead, Jacob.
All right. Okay. So the first one is approved by Allie. Okay.
Yikes.
Good to know.
This is number five.
This is number five.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I was just talking to her and she said, no, you should do it. That'd be funny. So X-ray vision that's limited to my wife only.
But what does that matter if you can see what you want regardless? And like,
he doesn't want to see.
I don't want to see everything.
Other people. Dude, that would go home.
Yeah, maybe not, but you know, it's number five. It's not up there, but it's one of those things that, like, you know, it's always been a joke, so I had to put it in there. Number two is teleportation, specifically for me, so I can be on time.
Oh, would it work?
Yeah, number four.
Oh, number four. My bad.
You have to wake up first.
So. Yeah. I think it would. I could just teleport anywhere. Yeah, I could be there on a moment's notice.
You still have to, like, be awake.
You still have to leave on time.
Usually the problem is not being awake. Usually the problem is getting past the morning poop.
So you just be there. You teleport there, you still be pooping.
So wait, but that's okay. I mean, like, if you're supposed to be in a meeting, but you're in the bathroom pooping,
teleports,
like, everybody's
through
like,
living room.
You know, it's all right. He's here. He's just using the bathroom.
So you've been late to something, and you've been like, nah, it's okay. I'm going to poop anyway.
No, a lot.
You can poop when you get to work. Because Caleb told us you do it all the time.
No. I do. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, if I can get to work before the morning poop, I'm good. But if the morning poop happens, it takes 15 minutes, 10 minutes. So it's like, but you know, that's not That's not always the reason, but, you know. Anyways. Okay. This would be number three. Precognition. So this is to know something before it would happen. And this is specifically so I can tell all the end of time people about the ellipse that this is not...
I'm sorry. Hold on. One more time.
Eclipse. My bad.
There you go.
My bad. That this is not a new thing. You know, the end of the world coming. And that I can also tell them, hey, I've seen the near future and it's not happening. Number two. And this is just my childhood dream. There's nothing funny about this, but it's just, this is what it is. Intangibility, which is the ability to walk through walls, you know, basically anything. Or like, you know, basically like you as a person, it aren't like physical matter. So, you know, you can reach through things, whatever. So you could like, you know, things that are in cases to be protected, you could like reach through and touch them, you know, stuff like that. I don't know, whatever, but just a good childhood dream. Number one is infinite supply, and I have one reason for this. You can have an unlimited amount of anything.
Ranch.
And this is so that we can get enough glizzies for Paul to be the glizzy gobbler.
What a hero. The glizzy goblin.
Gobbler.
No, if I was a character, if I was a villain in a movie, I'd be the goblin.
Nah, I like gobbler better.
Okay.
I'll give you goblin.
All right. I think they're interchangeable.
I'm going to toss it to Derek. Uh-oh.
All right. I had a bunch of different ones just because, again, nerding out.
We'll stick to five.
Screw you. I'm going to go to number five. Climbing buildings, just straight up, like Spider-Man. Just be able to climb anything, jump over anything, get wherever I want, do whatever. Number four, I would say being like invincible, unless I choose to die, whatever that moment would be.
Wow.
All right.
So the only way that it could happen is if like, I don't know, I get like Deadpool and get shot like 27,000 times or something, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm good. And I just let it happen.
Dude, spoiler.
You never seen Deadpool?
Bro, if you haven't seen Deadpool by now...
Never seen it.
Yeah. It's over, dog.
Is he invincible?
I've seen bits and pieces of
Deadpool. Yeah, in a sense. Number three, super speed. I'm going to go with the old Flash. Because, I mean, yeah, you can teleport, but if I can just run wherever I want... faster than the speed of light, then...
How fast exactly is Flash?
Like, I don't remember.
Lightning?
There was somebody did like a science to it, but yeah, essentially it's like a little faster than lightning.
I saw a video of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he like used... Neil deGrasse Tyson, whatever his name. That where he figured out how heavy Thor's hammer actually was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Like based on some clues they've given in the movie and stuff.
It's fake.
He's a nerd.
Can you not ruin it?
He's a nerd.
Also, like, warp speed, they figured out, like, the math behind that. It's like, mathematically possible. We just don't have the, like, technology
to
do it. We
don't have the thrust capacitor.
Flux capacitor?
That'd really be a big difference for you, because if you met in the middle from, like, where you are now and that, you'd still be below average speed.
No.
Say that again, Will.
He's just really slow. That's what, like...
I didn't hear what he was trying to say
I'm really slow, but that, it still didn't check out.
No, wait, his speed now, if he met in the middle, if he averaged out his speed and the super speed that he's talking about, it would be below average.
I would still be faster than I am now.
Why don't you guys race? Why don't you guys race?
Okay.
Is Derek slower than you?
I have no idea.
Absolutely.
How do you know?
I've seen you run.
I've seen you run.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm slower than both of y'all.
On a previous podcast, you said you could beat me in a race.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe if it was just like not lunges, what's it called whenever? Strides. If it was just strides, I'd beat you in a race.
If it was just strides.
If you took off your skinny jeans, you probably could be a little faster.
I didn't wear them whenever I played basketball.
I don't know. We could, maybe we can race one
day. I think a race is in order.
I think so.
Yeah.
You'd have to stretch before.
No, probably not.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't. You wouldn't have to stretch?
I would. I would do it. Mm-hmm.
Would you wear your headband?
My hair's not as long.
You should still wear your headband.
For safety.
Yeah. Okay. For safety, for sure. Mm-hmm. Number three, I'm going to go the ability to eat whatever I want, drink whatever I want, do whatever, not gain weight.
Mm. Amen.
That'd be sweet. I'd love that. Number two, I'm going to go flying.
Mm. Nobody said flying yet. I'm surprised.
Tommy's back.
Maybe it's kind of the same thing as what Will was saying, but I don't know. But just like the ability to like make things appear. Mm. Like I think it, I want it.
Anything like that. It's like magic.
Well, you were also trying to compare the Force to something else, but you know, it's whatever.
No, just picking things up with your mind.
Do we need to separate you two?
this is getting a little serious.
It feels petty and personal.
I'm fine.
Just right and wrong.
Will was just in the mood when he walked in.
Whoa.
I don't know what to do with that.
Let's unpack it real quick on the pod.
Just be right.
What's going on? Yeah. You guys have okay days today?
I'm fine.
You have a good day, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah? You stressed out about anything?
I just want to like communicate like what's right and you know, correct.
So. I got you. So like you think you're right about everything that's been said so far? You think he's wrong? What specifically has he been wrong about?
The telekinesis force thing for sure.
Okay. They're similar.
Yeah.
In fact, you even used it as an example.
I don't know, if you're talking like a fictional standpoint, the force could be have a spiritual sense to it, but you're doing the same thing.
But there's still differences to it.
Not physically, no.
If I watched Star Wars ever in my life, I'd probably like get some input, but I haven't.
You can weigh in, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's also probably a difference of opinion, I guess, too.
No.
This is like a fictional conversation. Like yes. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
This is not real life.
That's why I said difference of opinion. It's what you make it out to be.
I just want to take a vote. If you watch Star Wars, raise your hand.
I've seen some of it.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay, I'll put my hand down.
Okay, cool.
Have you seen a full movie?
No. No, yeah, I think I saw one in the theater. I saw the one where Anakin's racing the stupid race.
Who's Anakin?
Skywalker.
Young Darth Vader.
Why it was Luke Skywalker.
Spoiler. Why's he got
stupid?
Come on. And Anakin, his wife.
He was racing the stupid thing. And Jar Jar Binks was in it.
No, Anakin.
He's a complex character.
Darth Vader before he went over to the dark side.
Wow. Spoiler alert. Thank you.
Everybody knows.
Do you know who Luke's father is?
Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
He wears the black suit.
Yeah, because Luke came after Anakin.
I mean, there's a famous line, probably the only line I know. I am your father.
He says Luke first. It's okay, though.
Luke.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
You got to have a deep sleep apnea machine breath in between there. Okay, continue.
What was I on, number two?
You're on number one now.
I feel like you're on seven.
Yeah, I think you might have had an extra.
No.
Yeah, I think you did.
I really didn't. If you want, I mean, I've been counting.
I mean, we'll listen to this back, but
yeah, I mean,
I think you said three twice, but it's fine. Go ahead, go to number one.
No, that was number. I just did number two.
I know. So now you're on one.
Yeah.
Let's go
one.
Okay.
That's in order.
Okay.
I can count, kind of. All right.
Counting's your superpower.
Yeah. The 10, at least. Yeah. My number one is going to be super strength. I don't think. Did anybody say that?
No.
Oh. That'd be cool.
Is that kind of like the Force?
No. I guess it.
Well, you're direct.
I guess it could be.
With your hands.
Who's an example of a character with super strength?
Oh, what's that? What's the girl?
The Rock?
The sister on
Superman.
Encanto.
The Hulk.
Superman, Thor. The Hulk, Captain America.
The sister
America,
on Encanto. She's, her Who gift else? Is super
oh,
strong.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I've never seen That's Encanto.
You're wrong out. For that.
You're missing out.
It's not a superhero.
Big wrong.
No, but it's super strength.
No, they're all,
they're all superheroes.
They're all superheroes.
The girl from Encanto?
Yeah, they're all superheroes. They all have superpowers. Except her. kind of.
Those songs are superpowers.
She doesn't have superpower.
At the end. But the
doors.
Does she always have one?
Floors.
No. No, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. She's a late bloomer.
Let's go.
Like Sky High.
Like you.
Thanks.
Sky High's a great What's movie. Happening Thank right
you.
Now.
Thank you, Spencer.
Pauly D, you want to take it?
Yeah, I'll go. Number five. Like Bible, man. I want to know the Bible by heart.
Mm. You really took it there, huh? Jacob's trying so hard. I'm sorry.
Oh. You know, that's possible. Does it have to be a superpower, bro? Just do it.
I don't think it's possible to memorize the whole Bible.
I think it is, bro.
To be fair, I'm not laughing at memorizing the Bible. I'm laughing at Bible Man.
Because
it was good, but it was also really cheesy.
It was never good.
It was never good.
As a kid, you know, like, sure, it was entertainment, whatever. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, same.
I hated it.
I didn't think Bible Man was cool. I thought it was cool that he knew the whole Bible.
Mm, no, as a kid, I thought it was dope. But
honestly, I would just take the New Testament.
That's possible. That's definitely possible.
I think people have done that.
Not people with my IQ level.
Whole New Testament. They've done books.
I feel like there's the whole New Testament. The words.
If somebody's memorized the New
than
Testament.
Than Old Testament.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it should be easier.
That'd be interesting to find out.
Just get one
If
of
it's so easy, why don't
versions.
You do it?
I don't know. You just get one of those little green versions and just, you know, every day carry it with you and memorize
You could
a
definitely
bit
memorize
time.
The Message version, though. It's a lot easier.
The Lee SV.
That was good. 2 years ago, 7 people in Texas quoted the entire New Testament.
Dang.
Superheroes.
7 people?
Were they on the Kool-Aid?
The dude, his nickname is Bible Memory Man.
That's so accurate.
Cool. They worked really hard on that nickname.
It's accurate.
It's like the movie Limitless when he takes the pill and he can just like memorize anything.
Yeah.
Number four, I'd have the ability to speak and understand every language.
Mm.
Even tongues.
That's a heavenly language, not an earthly language.
Some people argue that's what tongues is. Is being able to communicate with all people.
Well, no, you can't. No, you can't understand and speak it. You either speak it or understand it, not both.
You have to have
It could be both, though.
What do you have to have? You have to have like a translator.
How would you like communicate the gospel if you couldn't do both?
What's they call it something else? I can't remember.
No, because
like
they spoke.
Thing? Yeah, like biblical.
And then the people understood. It wasn't like.
Yeah, but then they have a question.
No, they didn't have a question.
An interpreter.
Yeah, why not?
It doesn't say they raised their hand and asked.
It doesn't say that, but why? But if it happened now, like it's like, I think things are happening in other countries where the gospel is being spread, and if those people have a question, you gotta be able to understand it to answer the question.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't say it was to preach the gospel. I just thought it'd be cool to be like so, wherever I was just like. All right, ready? Number three. I feel like you guys are coming hard after my my superpowers. I mean, it's not the Force like Will, but...
I didn't say the Force.
This is where it might get a little weird.
Oh, gosh.
Number three. I wish I could... pause time like Zach Morris does.
Hey.
You know where he goes like pause, and then he like changes something
Everybody's
around.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Jacob doesn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, dude. That's good.
Yeah.
Jacob, who's Zach Morris?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh
my gosh.
What is this off of?
Saved by the Bell, dude.
Oh, okay. I know
when
the show.
When you wake up in the morning and ready to run it all right. Dude, best theme song. Oh, we need to do a top five theme song, bro.
Write it down.
So he doesn't actually pause time. It's just part of the TV show.
No, he's not a superhero.
No, literally. Gotcha. He's the dude pauses time, Jacob. Oh my gosh.
Because I've seen the show before, but I've never seen that.
Kelly Kapowski.
It doesn't happen a lot, but he does it quite a bit. He'll just like pause it and he'll like change things to where it goes in his favor.
Okay.
You know. Number two. Am I number two? I wish I could have the ability to smoke cigars and not stink or need a shower afterwards.
Me too, man.
Like the smoke would just go right over me.
I bet Monica wishes he had that also.
For sure.
All of our wives wishes that.
It's just annoying to like get home really late and have to take a shower.
First world probs.
Yeah, for sure. And number one, I think that I would want to... man, this is tough. Can I get two like Derek did?
Nope.
No. Absolutely not.
We didn't give him two. He just took it.
I didn't take it either.
Will already said one, so I'll take the other one. It's invisibility. You could just be invisible and just like...
Jacob
be fly on the wall and
Jacob
all that.
Jacob actually... Well, no, you didn't. You said...
Just be standing in the Oval Office, nobody knows.
He said intangibility, so like you're not.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's not, yeah.
You can walk through walls. And,
if I'm invisible, I can walk through walls, right?
I don't know. No. I think, it's kind of the opposite.
Yep.
Yeah.
You would have to have
still
both.
Have form. Have,
your matter is still there. People can't see it.
Would they bump into me?
Imagine like the invisibility cloak so on Harry Potter.
Yes, exactly.
I've never seen Harry Potter, bro.
You ever seen Hotel Transylvania?
No.
Really? Oh, that's a good movie, dude.
Basically, second like, there's like an invisible like monster creature or whatever, but like things still bump into him. So like Will was saying, the matter's still there. You can't like walk through walls.
But I could like both. I could like walk in the door and no one would know.
You could sneak in,
basically the door would just
But no, open you would have closed. To, if the door was closed, you'd have to open it.
Yeah.
Or let somebody else open it.
Right.
Oh yeah, you can slide sneak in behind somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Spencer, what you got?
All right. I got some interesting ones. Thanks for letting me go last so I could get mine in. All right.
You're not welcome. Anytime, buddy.
Here we go. My first, number five, I would have the superpower of being able to immediately calm my kids down and get them to sleep without any questions, any more stories.
Any back talk.
I feel like this is coming from an experience in your life.
Yes, bedtime is very, what was your first clue? It's very hard right now with the two older ones.
I will tell you this, though. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna wish
it is.
Day
it
hadn't
is,
gone
dude.
By. So
it is
gonna,
one of those.
Is he
moments.
Gonna miss that portion of it?
Yeah, I mean, some of it's cool.
Singing for us, Paul.
I don't know anymore.
I feel like it is one of those moments you'll miss though, because it's like they need you, and I get to like, you know, lay in bed and snuggle with Colby, and then it's like, hey, you know, rub my arm, you know, or something. I'm like, okay. So they won't be doing that forever, but
they're like, "Get out!
Get out of my room, Dad! What are you still doing in here, Dad? Where's the remote?
Oh, you're bugging!
Oh my gosh!"
So Gray says, "Why are you chill? You're bugging."
I think Will had something similar to this. The ability to, well, he used it. He used his whatever it was called, levitation ability or whatever, or Star Wars ability to do this, but I would just like clean the house in the snap of my fingers. Ooh. Or the yard, like cut the grass, just whatever I want cleaned up. Just be able nice. To,
I mean,
just be able to do it.
It's
you
possible
know?
You can pay someone to do it.
It's not immediate though.
True.
It's not immediate. You still got to wait. All right. Number three, I would love to have the ability to tell when people are lying.
Ooh.
Like right on the spot. Just like you say something like, ah,
Cap.
But you wouldn't want
Captain Hook.
You would not want telepathy. But
No, not telepathy. Just
right.
Just be able to
I
tell
thought about that.
Truth or lie.
I do not want to know what people are thinking.
That's it. Yeah, no. Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. That'd be dangerous.
But so it'd be like a built-in polygraph almost.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely. Number two, this one, I just thought I'd have a little fun with it, but like just the ability to make people toot on the spot. Like, we're just sitting here talking. I'm like, I'm going to make Derek toot right now.
I'll do it voluntarily.
That'd be so embarrassing for people.
Oh my gosh, dude. You get some people good.
Imagine
dude.
Somebody speaking on stage and
you. Oh, man.
like a movie theater.
Real quiet part there, leaning in for the kiss.
Just everybody around, like just random spots and starts ripping. People get so mad, dude. Like people would walk out. People
farting.
The first person that gets up to walk out, make her fart too. The Karen. Oh, man. That'd be good. My number one, this would be super dope. The ability to talk to animals. Any animal.
That'd be cool.
Anything.
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Have you seen that, Jacob?
I was thinking more like Encanto. The Encanto,
Eddie Murphy.
Dude. But yeah, ability to talk to animals. I think the closest we've ever seen to that is maybe the Crocodile Hunter. Mm. You know, he just knew what they were thinking.
R.I.P. He could show you.
He knew what they were thinking.
Except one.
You think that stingray?
In the water, it didn't work. In the water, it didn't work. On land.
Did you see that movie? Did you ever see his movie?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's good. It's like Crocodile
Hunter. I'd shed too many tears.
Yeah. He died before
Crocodile
you were
tears.
Alive, didn't he?
Oh.
He died like
insane?
He died like 04, 05.
So you were in diapers.
Wasn't that late? No, I was not. I was born in 98. I was 6.
Yeah, I don't think it was
that late.
He didn't die before that. All right, y'all. It was a good top five tonight. Let's take a quick break.
You're going to miss this. Can you give me a little auto-tune on that?
All right, guys. I think we enjoyed that top five. Superpowers. I can't speak for these guys, but I'm kind of a superhero myself. Yeah, you guys know how it is. For a topic this week.
You're not a super producer, though.
You should have asked for that superpower. Producing a podcast. All right, I'm done.
You guys are lucky to have me. That's for a topic. This came from one of our long-time listeners and wants to call in most recently, my Aunt Missy. She had a question. She said, if they were to make a movie about the late night social, what actors would play each of us?
Probably be like a Hallmark movie.
I don't know. Might be a little edited than that.
What's that? What's the Chris? The PB a Pure Flix movie?
Oh gosh, that's awful.
Are we saying who would play ourselves, or we have to guess each other?
I think both.
You want to start with just go around and just like say who would play
ourselves? Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's hard. I would probably just go off of something that I was told, but I don't know.
Why don't you go first, Will? Why don't you tell us who you think would play you?
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you who would play you.
Okay. Okay. I think... yeah. I think RBJ. Robert Downey Jr. RDJ.
That's not what I was thinking.
Robert Downey Jr. could do it.
That's not what I was thinking.
Okay, who agrees and who disagrees?
I disagree.
Disagree.
If you guys are going to end this podcast saying there's only one person who could play me.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
I got two.
Okay.
I agree with Zach Galifianakis. Right.
And then
the guy from Home Improvement.
Al Borland.
That's facts.
No.
That's the only two people that could play.
You're like an emo Al Borland.
Dadgum.
That's the title right there. That's the title, dude.
Oh, my God. For once, the word emo is not in the same sentence as Derek.
And you're proving my point right now. That was funny.
I love this podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it would be Nick Offerman.
It gets better and better.
Oh, yeah.
Just gets better. I could see that, too. I like him.
Yeah.
I think he looks good, Will.
You don't like Nick Offerman?
I just typically, you know, when they make movies about people, the actors are better looking than them. Typically. They're not like
that's
less
a fair
better,
point.
They're a good-looking man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
striking.
I wouldn't say he's better looking than me.
But here's the thing. Like,
he looks actually very similar to you.
Oh, thanks, man.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking dude. I don't know what the issue is.
Would he?
You're proving my point right now.
Here's the thing with Zach Galifianakis. Is like, I think he could match the humor. Like, to a T, if not better.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
Oh my gosh. Spencer, what do you think?
I don't know, dude. The only person that I...
It's got to be Moe's, Dwight's cousin, because he's Amish.
What?
I'm just playing.
Yeah. No, I don't even know his name. The guy that played Bo Rat.
Bo Rat?
Now, you're going to think I'm crazy.
Oh, Sacha Baron Cohen?
He doesn't look like that movie, but there's a picture, and I use it as my profile picture. In like 2010.
Oh, Bruno. When he played Bruno.
Yeah. When he played Bruno.
Jeez.
Everybody like told me I look just like it. And it is pretty funny. There's a picture where he's holding a black baby. And
wow.
Dude, when I had long hair, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's funny.
I can see that. That picture specifically, yeah.
That is hilarious. That's
the only person that
actor is
I
under
know.
Fire right now.
Why?
Apparently, just overall, apparently he's like one of those like casting couch dudes.
What?
Do you know what I'm referring to?
Sacha Baron Cohen?
No idea.
Like what I'm saying, casting couch?
No idea.
Like the thing in Hollywood, it's like, yeah, you can get this big time role to make it big, but you gotta like have sex with me or something like that. Like that's what a casting couch essentially is in Hollywood.
Wow.
But there's a thing right now, apparently Rebel Wilson put out like a memoir. And like mentioned an actor, but she didn't say it by name. And then it came out later that it was him. But apparently, like he like wanted her to like do sexual stuff and like to like on a set of a movie. Like already had the role, but was like trying to push her into it. Kind
Yikes.
Of thing. I mean, who knows if it's true or not? But
Hollywood's crazy, dog.
I can't say because I don't personally like that person. I don't like that actor at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really fond of him. That's right. Just.
No,
that was like one picture that.
Well, I mean, with the picture, like it's kind of undeniable.
But yeah. Other than that, I don't know. What do you guys?
I was thinking think? For you. I don't remember. He's a little bit bigger than you are, but what's his name? From I Love You, Man. Is it Jason Segel or
Jason Segel?
Yes, you said yes, man.
From I Love You, Man.
Oh, Jason Segel. Yeah, or Jason.
What can you?
Segel.
I don't know who you're talking about.
How about your mother, dude?
Which guy?
You'd recognize him. He's
Marshall.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could see
why
that.
Why that?
I don't know. He kind of resembles you, I think.
I could see that.
Okay.
He's a little bit bigger.
Just a little taller.
Was he like 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'4".
Nice.
Spencer likes that. Jacoby?
Oh, gosh. This is hard. This is a bit bold of me.
Max Verstappen.
No. I feel like this is what I want to say. Specifically from the Parks and Rec era, Chris Pratt. Because he was a little chubby then, but he's also, you know, decently looking. But also, he can grow facial hair. So, you know, maybe not. Another one.
I was thinking like Jonah Hill before he lost all that weight.
You know, I actually.
He's not tall enough.
Actually
thought, he's short. He's short, though.
I was thinking Brian Baumgartner.
Baumgartner.
Baumgartner. Kevin from The Office.
Yeah. I've actually had people tell me that our personalities seem similar.
I don't see it as personality. I just think the baby face.
Yeah.
And the smile.
Also, would love to claim James Corden, even though he's, you know.
I could see that a lot more.
Isn't he a redhead?
No.
He's a little blonde. I could see that.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I think that would be more reasonable.
I mean, and obviously smile. The facial hair, like he's
just,
got.
Just
he's
the got look. A lot of, just going off the look?
I guess. Okay. Yeah. No, I definitely.
And the
all not
black,
the voice
black
and,
shirt.
Definitely not the voice or the personality. But.
Or the height.
I think isn't he like pretty tall? I don't
know. No, he's pretty short.
Okay. Well, anyways. Yeah. There's probably some funnier ones out there. For a second I was like, Chris Farley?
That'd be great.
I was like, dang, no, that's too big. But.
Maybe in his younger days.
Yeah.
R.I.P. But I mean, if you think about it this way, like if they would do like a movie, and people were playing us, like I would probably want it to be over exaggerated, like on purpose. I think it'd be funnier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
for sure.
So, like, if it were, like, if Chris Farley was still alive, like, I think that'd be hilarious because he could probably, like, embody Jacob pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
To do his thing. So that's why I said Zach Galifianakis him for Will, because he can match the humor. He can match the, he can match all of it.
I think him or Brian Baumgartner could play me very well. All right, Paul.
I'd definitely go Denzel.
Oh, oh my God.
We have similar teeth.
What?
Both have big, beautiful teeth. No, for real.
Yeah, that's definitely the like the only thing y'all have in common.
A young Denzel?
Yeah. No. I would say either John Heder or Heater. What's his name? And
Napoleon Dynamite.
I haven't told Paul Rudd too. I don't really see that.
You know what? No, but I could see Paul Rudd. I think that would be a lot closer.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. He's also in I Love You, Man. We could be in a movie together, Spence.
I mean, yeah. That's
what we're talking about.
We could do like a Christian version of I Love You, Man.
Oh, boy.
I don't know that I've seen that movie, to be honest with you.
Dude, it's so good.
It's pretty good.
It's really good. Yeah. I love that movie. You guys have any suggestions for me?
I don't know. You said Paul Rudd. Now I'm kind of stuck on that.
I can't. I got nothing.
Same.
Who's, I can't think of his
name. I'd just see him with it. If he had
off of Yellowstone? The son off of Yellowstone? I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Casey?
No, not Casey. The one that is like.
Oh.
The actor.
Oh, you know who else I've been told I look like? The Property Brothers.
Oh, I can see it. I can see that.
That's awesome.
Those guys are tool bags.
They are. No, but I get that. I think it's. Yeah. It's like the dark features. Like, they have like. I don't know, something in the eyes.
Yeah. Seductive eyes.
Something in the eyes.
Yeah. Everybody's looking at me, so I'm assuming you're going to say me.
Well, you're the only one that hasn't gone.
So, my wife.
My brother could play Derek in a movie.
That's true. But he's not an actor.
He's not.
Played by Richie Henson.
So, this is something my wife says that I've never understood, but my wife has said Chris Pratt, like, pre-Guardians of the Galaxy.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah. But who is the actor who played, I can't think of his name, and he's in Friday Night Lights. He was in Lone Survivor.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Riggins.
Dude, Riggins. Tim Riggins, boy.
Hold on.
Taylor Kirsch.
Is that who it is?
No.
I got you. Yep, Taylor Kitsch?
Kitsch.
Kitsch?
Kitsch.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like looks or resembling, I would say probably him.
I think
when I had
he can get your demeanor. I don't see the looks.
I'm just saying, like, because of dark hair, dark facial hair, like.
You know who I was thinking for you, Derek?
You
Johnny have? Depp and Edward Scissorhands.
I'll take it. I love Johnny Depp.
I saw
Team Johnny over here.
I seen a good meme when who's the. Tim Burton. Is that, yeah. That was Tim Burton when he was presenting Scissorhands. He's like, the producers are like, oh, here we go.
I don't even know what
like,
he looks like.
Suburban, young guy, kind of quiet. Okay. He's got scissor sprays.
Dude, funny thing, when I had like the longest my hair ever was, I think it was probably like 2010 or 11. Yeah, it was pretty long. People call me Tim Riggins for a little bit. Like, no joke.
You should grow your hair back out.
No joke. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You
want to cut it for me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You could be Saracen, Matt Saracen.
Why?
That guy could play you.
Why?
Like a grown version of him.
I don't know.
I haven't seen him since the show.
He doesn't look a whole lot different.
He could grow facial hair.
Honestly.
It's kind of quiet.
Has everybody ever seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Oh, yeah.
I've always said that Spencer is baby Brent.
What?
Never seen it.
I remember you telling me that before, and yeah. I don't remember what the character looks like.
I don't know.
I mean, the hair and the face, I could see it, but definitely not the body.
I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
Isn't he, like, super big?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's, like,
No, he is.
I don't think he's like.
What is it? What is his name?
No, it's an animated movie.
What is his name?
Baby Brent. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Let me see it.
I can see that.
Oh my gosh.
See, he's really big.
No, he's like a big baby.
I know, but he's big.
But Jacob, let's be honest.
Similar hair.
Good lordy.
Jacob, let's be honest.
Spencer is not that big.
But none of us are that small.
I know, but he's not that big.
But again, you gotta like,
it's a character,
over exaggerate.
You and me said Chris Pratt, okay? Like we were really said gracious. Chris Pratt.
My wife said Chris Pratt.
We
about
said
me, which
we
I don't
were
understand.
Really gracious to ourselves with that one.
This isn't an actor, but people always tell me, which it is true, that I resemble a lot of Adam Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true.
Say the one you said earlier for him.
Was it Adam Lambert?
No, Jack Black.
Oh yeah. Jack, I think Jack Black.
I would take it all day long. I love Jack Black.
He's crazy, dude.
I mean, it checks out, right?
Yeah. I think maybe I don't want to admit this one, but I think Kevin James could play me.
Dude, that's a good
one.
He's
big, though.
Yeah, sometimes he has been a little like
how about
slim in some
Kevin
movies.
Kevin James and Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah.
And he's got that little bit of cut on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. I like that one.
Mm. Will's in deep thought.
You know what's funny about, I saw him, I listened to like 10 minutes of it. He was on Rogan and he said that like for different movies he's done, for specifically Here Comes the Boom and then a couple other ones, he played like this weird, like, what do they call them? Not skinheads, but there's another name. The Aryan Brotherhood, like Nazi, like had like the symbol and all that stuff like tattooed on him. But he played like this weird, like crazy killer dude in some movie, and it was like a low budget movie. And he did a good job like playing the character, but like for Kevin James, you're expecting funny, but he plays like a deranged dude. But like he got a little more. He didn't get like ripped, but he got more, I guess, kind of cut for that movie. But like him in that movie, like I could see that. Like he just, I don't know. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I had a follow up question though. So we've kind of established who could play us. We can get casting on that. What would the plot be if we were to tell a story?
What would the, what would the category be for? Like, would it be comedy?
Yeah, comedy, action, adventure, obviously. Yeah.
I think it would be like a dramedy.
Have to have
action. I think it would be like a hangover situation, maybe not as extreme.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, we do love Vegas.
I think it could be similar to like a dodgeball type of thing, but for basketball.
That'd be great. That would be great. That's a great plot.
Cover us in summer league.
Social hoopers. I can see that.
Oh man. We all end up injured.
Mm-hmm. Or you get kicked out.
Who's taking the wrench to the face?
Oof. Ooh. Jacob.
Come on, dog.
What would be the rating?
Yikes.
Like the movie?
No, rating? I think Vince Vaughn could play Jacob.
I'm sorry?
I think Vince Vaughn could play Jacob.
Possibly.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. Height, maybe a little.
You'd have to shave.
You'd have to shave, yeah.
Shave, gain a little bit of weight.
Or not.
Or fat suit. Yeah. No. Just kidding.
No. Yeah, let him gain a little bit of weight. Let him really embody the character.
Who would be the literally main character?
Oh, me for sure.
Ask your wives.
I think it would be Will.
That's a difficult question. I would say Will or Paul.
We co-star, man. We're in this together.
Like the, no like star. An entourage situation.
Okay,
we all have our own.
Because it's all big name actors we're talking about, bro.
Let me ask you this.
I think it would be more like entourage. Like we started with these goofy guys from Easley, and then like we hit it big, but we still become friends, and we just live in a giant mansion together and have pool parties.
Okay, who would you say would be the main character in The Hangover?
Oh, dude, that's tough.
No, right, so that's what I would kind of compare
to. They all are.
Right.
It's definitely Bradley Cooper.
I don't think it goes without Zach Galifianakis, though.
No, but he it's like from his perspective, it's like he's the...
He's always there, but it's not his perspective.
It's not, yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's definitely an even flow. So
like, it's his party. It's his bachelor party, but...
No, it's not. The other guy's bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I would think about... See, that's the thing. We could go with that, and Spencer would be the one who's not here, because he's not here anyways most of the time.
Hey.
Yeah, who would be Alan? Who? So Will would be Alan.
Sure.
Spencer would be the one getting married. I definitely would be Bradley Cooper, because I'm like the most handsome and like smart one.
Yikes.
Wow.
And then Jacob would
be... this one.
Would Jacob be the dentist?
I don't...
And Derek's Derek Mike Tyson?
I'll take Mike
Beat
Tyson.
You to it.
I don't... That's hard, because I don't... So yeah, obviously Will is Zach. You're Bradley. I would put Spencer as...
Spencer's
got to
be like the level-headed one that like
got to be Doug. Yeah,
keeps everybody grounded.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah, but Doug's a pansy, and I don't think Spencer's a pansy.
Doug's not a pansy.
Doesn't it have to fit like
Doug's not a pansy. He's not a pansy. He's not like a
Doug.
Faithful
I'm
rule follower.
Of the dentist. Sorry, Doug's the one who goes missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I guess you would say he'd be Doug.
No. Jacob's not a pansy. He does avoid conflict. Absolutely.
Jacob's the dentist because they're both piano players.
And then the guest star would be Joey, who's Chow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If the situation or the genre of movie wasn't comedy, I would like for us to do like a Ocean's 8 or one of the oceans. Really, I've always wanted to be in a heist movie.
I'm down with that.
Not specifically, a real life.
That'd
heist,
be good.
What do you want to steal?
A heist movie.
It could be more of like a heist, but like a more like a gambling counting cards thing because of Paul.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough for that or quick enough for that.
Paul is. And then Will read a book, so he can just sit down at a table and rack in the money, you know?
Yeah.
When did I read a book?
It's from the plot of The Hangover. Come on, buddy.
What about like a...
I'm talking about oceans now.
What about like a Fast and Furious?
Oh, wow.
Yikes. Gone in 60 seconds?
Yeah. Well, Spencer's Paul Walker because he's gone.
Oh, man. God,
he's gone, not dead.
Yeah, in the movie, he's not dead. He just goes away with his family.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, he just drives
off.
Technically,
yeah.
And then his family comes back. Don't know where he is.
Yeah, yep. We don't have to talk about that. But Derek is definitely Vin Diesel.
I could play my dad.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could play my dad. In the
like all about the fam, bro. Like as far as like the group,
I would
being a fam.
I would take his build. For sure.
Family over 100%. Everything. I'm not even talking. I'm just talking about character.
I'll even go bald. I'll take it.
Can I be
all my
Ludacris?
Brothers are. Why not join them?
Luda?
I want to be Tyrese.
I think so.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I was thinking Will, but...
I've never seen any of the movies, so I don't even have any context.
It's the Asian guy. You're the Asian guy.
What does he do? Is he a jacket?
No, he's awesome.
Oh.
He's just kind of chill always in the background. Wow, yeah,
you don't even know his name?
I forgot. I've seen him. I've seen all the movies.
I'd be more Tyrese's character.
Yeah, I think Will would be Tyrese. Okay.
Unless I can be The Rock.
I think
my dad.
Well, he's not in all of them.
That's the reason why I was like, if you're The Rock.
Well, the most recent one, Jason Momoa, is very funny. Actually.
Actually, yeah, I do agree. Yeah. The movie was not good, but he has a good character.
Oh, he's
yeah. He did a solid job. Mm-hmm.
It kind of fell off after Fast Five for me.
You fell off after Fast Five.
I was good with Fast Six. But after that, I was out. I'm still gonna watch them because I gotta watch all of them.
It's like how long can they go?
The one they're making now is the last one.
I mean, would our movie have multiple like movies or would it just be one?
Depends on the plot.
I think Will would probably get like a spinoff.
I think the Watchers would want another movie.
If you go Oceans,
and then our wives would do the next one.
If you go Oceans,
that's the reason why Oceans would be good.
Or The Hangover, you could do multiple. Fast and Furious, you just got to cut it off.
I mean, Bridesmaids is like the female version of Hangover.
It is.
Yeah. Huh. Would Steph do it?
100%.
She'd say she didn't want to, but then as soon as we asked her to do it, she'd send a super long text with her demands.
She's going to come after your ass.
I don't care. Oh,
now, Steph would be the one who would get gluten and then end up in the sink.
Oh.
Accurate, though.
I'm not wrong.
It's accurate.
Will's sad he doesn't have a wife.
Will would just be in there with him.
He doesn't have a wife, but he's got all our mothers.
Hey. He's the gay best friend.
Yeah,
I wouldn't categorize Will as the gay best friend.
What is he then?
Although he did say he wanted to have a sleepover earlier.
That's a thing. Go check the socials.
Derek, we all know you're down for the sleepover. No, but
let me ask you this. Who would not be in for a night of Mario Kart, pizza, wings, and beer?
I guess you just go home.
Okay, yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, I can go like home after. Fine.
Yeah, I live 2
Mario
minutes
Kart
away.
Mario Kart by yourself?
No, I'm saying I could go That's to your house, fun. Play Mario Kart, eat wings, and then I could go home.
That's why I said a night of, not like stay the night.
I think you meant like an all-nighter.
No. But no. You still have to bring a sleeping bag. You have to like crash.
Lay on the floor. Just in case you get sleepy.
Yeah.
If we're playing Mario Kart, it has to be the original Mario Kart.
Nintendo 64, dog. Or no, Super Nintendo.
No, for 64. For me, it would be on GameCube.
That's not the original, dog.
Super Nintendo was out before Kart GameCube. Double Dash?
No, Super Nintendo didn't have it. It was 64.
Yeah, 64. I had it.
Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
I think it plays better on Switch anyways.
It does.
Dude, that was...
It's probably actually not the original, but Double Dash was
me and Randy used to play Mario Kart all day on the Super Nintendo, dog. And I got rid of my Super Nintendo when I moved out of my parents' house, and I'm regretting it so bad.
You don't have time for that.
For that, I would have.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, this is definitely not the original.
I make time for that.
It has to be Double Dash.
Dang, bro. I didn't realize it was 1992.
Yeah, I bet y'all never even played Double Dash. Dude, there was like...
I did once.
There was like little like Easter eggs where you could like jump over the track and like use it as a shortcut and stuff. And they had like...
Your generation's always trying to take shortcuts.
Listen, you can say whatever you want to say, but it was goated. It was great.
Say what you need to say. Anybody? Nobody?
Okay. If I can find that game.
Overrated.
Gosh.
Well, while you're looking for it, I think it was a good episode.
It was fun, boys.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, please join us back for next week.
Producers, email us plots. Email us a script. We're ready to play ourselves.
Peace.